Welcome to Just Pure Laughs, the podcast all about clean comedy. I'm your host, Dan McGowan. I grew up in an entertainment family and have been working as a clean comedian for nearly 30 years. My experience includes comedy clubs, corporate events, cruise ships, community events, military and theater shows, and a lot more. I am a winner in the Branson Clean Comedy Contest. I've appeared in TV commercials and theater productions, and recently filmed a dry bar comedy special. You can see that at www.drybarcomedy.com. In many ways, I've seen it all and always seem drawn back to comedy that everyone can enjoy. Clean comedy. So, if you enjoy comedy that is suitable for all ages, I invite you to stick around, because it's time for Just Pure Laughs. So that's right, this podcast is all about clean comedy. There are a lot of assumptions about clean comedy. Some say it is more difficult to write clean comedy, and others say clean comedy is childish or it doesn't match with the current social trends. I don't think defining any style of comedy is as simple as it may seem. But for the purpose of this first episode, and as somewhat of a foundation for future episodes, I will offer my views and definition of clean comedy. I do this mainly as a way of bringing clarity to what I mean by that term, and also as a way to help newer comedians who hope to secure well-paying gigs in markets where raunchy or vulgar comedy will not be allowed. By the way, in the future, I'm going to be interviewing comedians who work clean, so make sure you come back and visit to hear some of those exciting interviews. Let me start by just comparing all styles of comedy to how the motion picture industry tries to adhere to their movie rating system. I say tries to adhere because there are always examples where film producers try to sneak past the exact lines of definition in order to squeak in a cuss word or a moment of vulgar content. But in general, here are the current guidelines. By the way, I got this information from Wiki, and as best as I can tell, it's pretty accurate. Rated G. This means all ages are admitted. Nothing will offend parents for viewing by children. It's important to stop here and make note of something. This notion of being offended has really been pushed way out of control in recent years. My personal view is that what we perform is only offensive when the listener or viewer chooses to be offended. In other words, we performers are not the ones doing the offending. That said, we must also use common sense. If you're performing for a church, for example, and you tell a rather risque joke about sex, it would probably never be offensive in a comedy club, but it would not be accepted in a church setting. So therefore, it's deemed as offensive. The message here is that we really need to know our audience. And as I say in my comedy classes, we need to learn what the audience will accept and expect from us as a performer. In general, a G rating indicates that the content will be completely acceptable for all ages, from children to adults. Another way to say this is family friendly, which seems to work in most situations. Rated PG, parental guidance accepted. This means some material may not be suitable for children. Parents are urged to give parental guidance. The content may contain some material parents might not like for their young children. In the movie world, this seems straightforward. The parent decides and takes full responsibility. In the comedy world, we now enter our first gray area. Again, I think we really need to know our audience and be willing to work within the parameters of the venue owner. If a venue owner tells you that they only want PG comedy, you may want to run specific jokes past them to make sure you are in line with their policy. Some comedians like to lash out here and say they will not be censored. I totally understand the importance of freedom of speech. But at the same time, if you are fortunate enough to be asked to perform for pay at a comedy club or venue, and the owner has specific performance rules, that's because the owner of the business wants to stay in business and can run their room however they want. Always keep in mind, You do not need to work in every room. If you can't work within PG content, then seek out the rooms where your material will be embraced. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Parents are urged to be cautious. Some material may be inappropriate for pre-teenagers. So again, this is another gray area where the responsibility lies with the parents to decide what they're comfortable allowing their preteen to watch or listen to. I see this rating pop up on comedy shows where families are invited or all ages are invited. In this instance, the producer of that show is trying to make it clear to potential audience members that they may hear less vulgar cuss words, and we all should know what those are. Generally, no F-bombs or other words typically exchanged for body parts or adult activities. Sometimes the occasional minor cuss word might pop up, and the audience is being gently warned in advance. Rated R. Restricted. Under 17 requires accompanying parent or adult guardian. Contains some adult material. Parents are urged to learn more about the film before taking their young children with them. Okay, this is self-explanatory, but I will say that in recent years, this line seems to have been blurred. Oftentimes, a movie with an R rating will include fairly explicit sex scenes, for example, which, while not blatantly pornographic, are getting pretty close, or as close as the producers think they can get away with. There will definitely be adult language that, let's be honest, most children under the age of 17 or 18 today have heard and probably used in their life thus far. These days, for example, the use of the F-bomb is almost overused to the point it really has no impact anymore. I still remember going to see The French Connection way back in 1971 and being shocked to hear the F-bomb in the film. I think it was only said a few times, but audiences had not heard that word in an R-rated film. Today it's very common and heard everywhere. Believe it or not, there are still audiences out there who would rather not hear that word or similar words and phrases said as part of a comedy show they just want to enjoy. Some comedians scoff at this, calling it old-fashioned. All I can say in response to that scoffing is that there are many, many organizations who will pay a comedian a decent fee to perform at their event without adding such content to their show. In the end, it comes down to your choice as an entertainer. And again, it has nothing to do with censorship and everything to do with business smarts. Okay, the last rating is NC-17, adults only. No one 17 or under is admitted. Clearly, adult content. Children are not admitted. Back in the day, we called this an X rating. And, of course, there were various layers to that, such as double X or triple X. Bottom line, this is basically anything goes. Any word, any phrase, any level of vulgarity, and more. This content is intended for adults, and, more specifically, adults who desire that type of content. In the comedy world, we see this listed as adult comedy or over 21. The indication is clear. This show will definitely have comedy content where nothing is off limits. I will go further to say that oftentimes, the performers themselves in shows like this feel the freedom to dress in provocative ways, usually more for the shock value than actual comedic impact. Before I move on, I do hope that comparing comedy content with the current movie rating system is helpful. You will find shows that fit all of these styles and can usually find a lane you feel comfortable performing in. I also want to state emphatically that there tends to be an understanding or a mindset that stand-up comedy is supposed to be dirty or raunchy or vulgar in order to be funny. And if it's not, then it is not really stand-up comedy. I just want to say that is pure nonsense. I said nonsense because this is a clean comedy podcast, but you know what I mean. Vulgar is a style, and clean is a style. I do think there's room for both, and your choice as a comedian is to decide which way you choose to go. Let me also just interject here, for those who want to work on cruise ships, for example, there are cruise lines that only allow clean content. There are other lines who require, let me say that word again, require two separate 45-minute long shows, one clean and one adult. If you are only willing to work adult, you might find work on one of the more adult cruise lines, but in most cases on other cruise lines, you won't get booked. And I can tell you from experience that cruise ship gigs pay very well. So again, this is your choice. When I talk about clean comedy, I'm speaking about comedy that will fit within that G, PG, or PG-13 rating, like we just learned about. Personally, I always lean closer to G and PG, but will step into the world of PG-13 when I choose to write and perform a joke that might be more of an innuendo. Or as we've seen in Disney animated movies, for example, it says something that parents understand but is over the heads of children. I'm always drawn to comedy that has been written in a clever manner that conveys a message without actually being blatant about it. It reminds me of the films in the 50s. You see a couple start kissing in the living room. They look into each other's eyes adoringly. Then they move into the bedroom, closing the door behind them. The music swells, and the scene dissolves to that same couple now enjoying breakfast, still madly in love with each other. Okay, you'd have to be an idiot not to know what went on behind that closed door. But here's the thing. We never saw it, and whatever they did was not necessary to the plot line of the film. In fact, each viewer of that scene gets to make up their own idea of what took place. To me, this is the essence of true creativity and imagination. Today, of course, that scene would have unfolded much differently, where you could easily point out every mole on both of those bodies if they were in a lineup situation. As I said earlier, it is also important to know the audience and adhere to the rules of the room. Again, this is for those comedians who hope to find paid work and keep working. Yes, there are venues who are fine with R or even NC-17 content. If you lean that way in your comedy, then find those rooms and perform there. In my experience, a child of 60s television, where comedians had to work within the limits of censors and sponsors to even be allowed to appear on TV, I learned valuable lessons in the art of crafting comedy that worked for broader audiences. In other words, it was what I call clever clean, if I can use that term. They were clever, they were clean, and they were funny. If those three characteristics were not there, we would have never heard from them again. This is the art of being an entertainer who hopes to make a career out of this and get paid. Now, some of you are saying, fine, but what about George Carlin or Dave Chappelle or Ali Wong as examples of comedians who work dirty and have comedy specials and get paid? Yes, as I said before, there are comedians who have attained a level of doing that. But I also want to say very clearly that comedy, the art form, is much bigger than that. If this were not the case, we would not see the rise of popularity and success from comedians like Seinfeld, Brigetti, Gaffigan, Brian Regan, and others. All this to say, there is and always will be an audience and a market for clean comedy. And yes, many old-time comedians had shows that were suitable for TV and also shows that were suitable for clubs. They learned how to write and perform both, which certainly gave them an edge over comedians who just could not do that. So, for the purpose of this episode and as a foundation for future episodes, we will be discussing the journey and craft of clean comedy that typically falls into those areas of G, PG, and PG-13 ratings. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and catch our next episode when we will be interviewing a clean comedian who's out there crafting clean material and working and getting paid. This is Just Pure Laughs. I'm Dan McGowan. Thanks for listening.